The Midweek Minute with the Superintendent and Dr. Michelle Eller in studio this morning. Hey, Dr. Eller, we have a second annual tour of schools quickly approaching.
Yes.
What is the tour? I keep wanting to say school of tours. I don't know why I'm saying that. Maybe I need education on my end. I need to go back to the classroom. Crimson Jeffers is here, your PR marketing guru as well. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, yeah. What is the tour of schools, and why is this important for people to understand what's going on in the Sylacauga City school system?
To me, you know, we can talk about all the great things that we're doing in our buildings. We can put out posts on social media. We can post pictures. We can make videos. We can do news articles. We can do podcasts. We can do all those things to tell you all the great things that are happening in our buildings. But there's something that cannot replace seeing it firsthand.
Yes.
And so we wanted to give an opportunity just really for us to open the doors of our buildings and allow individuals to come in and see firsthand the instruction that's taking place, all the opportunities that our students have as a result of being Sylacauga City School students, and just allow them to really see, one, for themselves, but two, as they're making decisions, whether or not even to purchase a home here, or where am I going to send my child? I mean, it's a big decision to make. And now with school choice, our families have a lot more flexibility on where to send their children to school. And we want them to make an educated decision and hopefully choose us.
Crimson, what can people expect on this tour of schools?
So this was actually born a little bit out of Leadership Sylacauga last year's class when we did our tours through the schools. A lot of my classmates were talking about what if we had a day where we could see more, like they were very impressed. They wanted to be able to come back and see more. And so I brought it back to Dr. Eller. I was like, what if we just open up the schools and let people see? So that was kind of how it started. But what they can expect is this year we're doing two half days. We're doing an elementary focus day and a secondary focus day. So we're going to do the middle school and the high school on one day and then both elementary schools. And I know that our schools are planning some activities for our guests to be able to see, not just classroom instruction, but to get kind of a special treat while they're there.
So really, essentially, what we're breaking this down to is the fact that this is like an open house for any and everybody,
right,
regardless if you have a student in the school system or you're moving here or whatever, just normal community citizen, right?
Absolutely.
To be able to see what is going on in our school system is really just a transparent, open door access to see that. You are transported to these places, right? You're going to have lunch provided.
Yes.
And there is a sign up on the website for the school system, scsboe.org.
I will make sure that it's updated, but I do have a Google form as well that I can provide to you that we can link in this episode as well.
And also on social media on our Sylacauga City Schools Facebook side as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And of course, like Crimson just said, sylacauganews.com. And that is all to make sure that you have the right headcount for all the things.
Right.
And so when it comes to school choice, let's go back to that for just a second.
Right.
Can you explain what that act is and why that is so important right now for parents who are deciding where to send their children?
So that act allows parents, if they meet a certain socioeconomic threshold, or if they have children that are zoned to schools that are not performing as well as they should, it allows them to choose another school, could be private school or even homeschool, and allows funding to go to those entities for that student. Now, it doesn't completely cover the tuition for a lot of these private schools, but it does cover a pretty, you know, large amount for some families. And so with that in mind, we want to make sure that our families are, like I said, thoroughly educated on, hey, if you choose us, one, it costs absolutely nothing, but two, here's all the opportunities and just the high quality education that your child is going to receive as a student here at Sylacauga City Schools.
Yeah, so that law was signed by Governor Ivey back in 2024.
Yes.
And as you just said, just to kind of recap what you said there, makes refundable income tax credits. They're called education savings accounts, right? ESAs. Essentially available to support the success of every K-12 student in Alabama, right?
Right.
And so, yeah, this is very important. This really plays right into the hand of that. And when people are going on this tour, Crimson, what I know that you said, you know, they're going to be able to go in the classroom, they're going to be able to see the facilities, but what are the students and the teachers going to be doing during those times to facilitate the guests that you're going to have? Are they going to be answering questions? Are they going to be doing their normal ops? What can we expect?
A little bit of both. I mean, they're easily accessible for those questions, but ideally we just kind of wanted to implement our community stakeholders that decided to join us on this tour and just let them see a day in the life at our schools. So our goal is that, you know, our students, our teachers are just kind of going to be going with the flow, doing their usual day-to-day things. But obviously, if there's a question, we want them to stop and answer it, and they'll be prepared to answer those questions as well.
And they'll get to see some, you know, really neat things that are going on. I know Midland High, I think they're going to probably try to sprinkle some of the fine arts in there that, you know, you might not necessarily see just popping into the classroom. Maybe let them see a little performance or things like that.
Since we are getting ready for the spring show, they might do a little scene.
Do a little preview on that. And then with elementary, it is our Wax Museum Day for Pinecrest.
Perfect.
On the day we're touring there. So they'll actually get to see. But like I said, nothing is like people are coming in, so we're going to create a program. We wanted it to be as authentic as possible.
Yeah.
So that everybody could come in, just kind of see us in the life of the day of school.
Yeah.
And just, like I said, be able to make an educated, you know, decision on if this is the community you want to live in. Is this where you want to send your child? Mm-hmm. You know, we would encourage if there are realtors in town, please come. Because as you're showing properties to families, we want you to be able to attest what the school system is like. I know for us, when we've moved places, that was a big decision on what school is it zoned for, you know, what is the quality of that school? Those were all questions that we asked. And, you know, when it was time for us to purchase homes in places, I know that's important. We would, you know, encourage any city council, any, you know, community leaders to come in as you're looking at funding for different programs. We want you to see where your funds are being used. In action. So we just encourage, you know, anyone and everybody that, you know, would like to see the great things that are going on in our buildings to come and see.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Crimson, you were going to say something?
I would say, and it's a chance for us to show off, you know, a lot of our buildings have received both local and national awards recently. So like you're getting to see that high quality education in action.
Right.
You know, they've won national awards with SREB at our high school, getting the Pacesetter Award this year. And our Indian Valley, our lowest elementary, our pre-K through two, they got it last year. And then the year before that, we got that award as a district.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a growing thing. We want to show off to everybody that is coming in that we have these high quality educations that they may not know about, because it's just been, you know, it's been a while since I've been out of school. It's been a while since they've been out of school. Like, it's time to come back and see what's happening in the classroom.
And I was going to say, you've got a lot of alum that are here that are involved, but, you know, they may not even realize all the great things that are going on in the buildings that they used to reside in.
Yeah. And I think there's something so special about doing it during the day, during the school day. I'm just thinking back to, like, you know, I'm not from here. I went to a private, you know, school in Mobile. But I was just thinking back then, we did it at night.
Right.
It was on a weeknight.
You did open house at night.
Open house. Yeah. And then I was thinking about also, like, we also did it, like, on a Sunday afternoon as well.
Right.
And, but there, like, I'm just thinking about the comparison to that. I think there's something really special about seeing it during the day. I mean, like, you're... Right. As a parent, you're going to see, okay, what are the class changes like? Or like, what is the activity in the classroom?
What did they have for lunch today?
Right.
Yes.
And so I think that is a great opportunity to really get that authentic, as you said, perspective on daily life in Silicaga City schools.
Well, I'm a parent. I'm a parent. And I understand, you know, those decisions that have to be made. And as of right now, you know, the CHOOSE Act has not affected us adversely like it has some other areas. However, you know, we would be remiss not to realize that that is still a factor and could be a factor. And we want our parents to feel good about the choices they make. And then we want them to choose us. Why not? Why would you not choose Sylacauga? We want you to see for yourself.
Couldn't say it better than you. That's perfect. Crimson Jeffers and Dr. Michelle Eller, thank you so much for being here. And you can check the form out again on the website, social media, and this podcast at SylacaugaNews.com. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.